DW.
Bien, Flo Gem, je te souhaite bon vent et belle mer.
The skies are threatening, but that hasn't dampened the speeches and celebrations at Saint-Nazaire's port. A champagne bottle is sent smashing against a wind turbine towering over the dock. There's plenty more of the bubbly awaiting dignitaries attending the launch of the FloatGen turbine, a 3-year, 25 million euro pilot project supported by a consortium of European businesses and research groups.
We are standing in front of basically a square donut, a square ring-shaped concrete structure of 36 meters by 36 meters. The structure is about 9.5 meters high, of which you have 7 meters that are submerged and 2.5 meters that are above water.
Bruno Guéchier is the chief sales and marketing manager for French company Ideol, which is leading the FloatGen project. In a few weeks, the 2-megawatt turbine will be towed 20 kilometers out to sea, where it's expected to power up to 5,000 homes. It's not only France's first floating wind turbine, but the nation's first offshore wind energy initiative that's up and running.
The next step is going commercial scale. Commercial scale means having 50 of those babies with much larger wind turbine powering hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. And that we foresee the first commercial scale wind farms to be commissioned by, I would say, the mid-20s. Because again, all that takes a long time.
Most of the world's offshore wind turbines that currently operate are fixed to the ocean floor. By contrast, floating turbines like FloatGen are anchored with cables. That allows them to be deployed in much deeper waters, where there may be stronger and more stable winds. In October, the UK launched the world's first floating wind farm off the Scottish coast. There are some good reasons why France needs to catch up fast, and not just at sea. It faces a 2020 European Union deadline to have 23% of its energy coming from renewable sources. The French government also plans to cut its nuclear share of the energy mix from 75% today to 50% by 2025, with renewables filling the gap.
Elisabeth Martichoux, votre invitée ce matin, est le ministre de la Transition écologique.
Et merci beaucoup d'être ce matin dans le studio d'RTL. Bonjour Nicolas.
French Environment Minister Nicolas Hulot says that might mean closing down as many as 17 of France's 58 nuclear plants by that date.
À partir du moment où déjà on a confirmé qu'effectivement la part du nucléaire...
Greens Party Senator Ronan Dantec is confident about the country's energy future.
I think that French government understands that it's not possible in the world today to continue just with nuclear power. And it's important for the future of industry in France, for the future of electricity market, because nuclear is very, very expensive, to have this strategy to develop renewable energy.
Brussels-based industry group Wind Europe predicts France's wind power capacity could grow from just over 4% of the nation's electricity mix today to more than 25% by 2030. Chief Policy Officer Pierre Tardieu says by that same date, European offshore wind may be able to supply one quarter of the region's needs.
We're no longer talking about doing renewables just because it's good for the planet, but there's a very strong economic drive for moving to renewables now because costs have come down extremely, extremely fast. And this is true for France, of course, but it's true for Europe as a whole.
Local governments are also offering euros and cents arguments. The Western Pays de la Loire region that includes Saint-Nazaire wants to make the area a leading hub for marine renewables. Regional Council Vice President Paul Geniteau notes the FloatGen pilot alone employed 70 people.
Donc on a tous les atouts pour faire de cette région une grande région.
We have everything it takes to make this region into a big area in terms of building wind turbines, both on land and offshore. Imagine offshore wind farms here. Obviously, those jobs are going to multiply.
D'éoliennes en mer, flottant ou non, évidemment, ces emplois vont se multiplier.
Nous sommes en retard. C'est une évidence. Osons le dire. Parmi tous les obstacles,
But despite all the pluses, France has been slow to adopt offshore wind power. We're late, French Junior Environment Minister Sébastien Lecornu acknowledged in a speech at the turbine launch. Among other obstacles, he said, locals, militants, and unions have a problem accepting the new technology. Bureaucratic and legal red tape are other big roadblocks.
What is still difficult in France is permitting. Permitting remains much too long, although much progress has been made.
Mark Fernachari is a partner and specialist in infrastructure and energy at international law firm Dentons.
Also, you have a typically French phenomenon, which is the easiness with which third parties can challenge projects. And you can be certain that virtually any project will be challenged to court. This will cause delays and costs.
A few meters from the champagne and celebrations at the Saint-Nazaire dock, a line of riot police faced off workers protesting government economic reforms.
C'est que du bonheur.
The pungent smell of tear gas and burning tires hung in the air. CGT trade union member Mathieu Pinault mingled with fellow protesters. He works at a coal and fuel-based heating plant that's slowly shutting down.
On nous prédit encore un avenir plus qu'incertain. Voilà.
We face an uncertain future. The new energies that are getting on board don't offer reliable jobs. They offer precarious part-time employment.
C'est fait avec des emplois précaires. Voilà.
Renewable energy groups disagree. Again, Ideal marketing manager Bruno Guéchier.
The wind energy already today in France represents thousands of jobs. And it could represent much more than that. Local jobs, but also, I would say, brain power.
The nuclear industry and other traditional energy sectors are also key employers in France. And it's unclear whether aging workers like Mathieu Pinault can be retrained to meet the changing times. By early afternoon, firemen were out dousing the burning tires. The protesters had left, back to their jobs and homes to face an uncertain future. Lisa Bryant, DW, Saint-Nazaire, France.
DW.